See, if we have a blue light, that's as blue as we need it. Would you agree? Carl said once it doesn't have sirens, we're all right. Blue light with sirens is probably not the best news. Lord, we commit our time to you and this part of our meeting. And Lord, what you have given or directed probably is a better word, Lord. We pray that it will be as you had intended, no more, no less. This we ask, Lord, in your name. Amen. A spiritual health warning. We did this a few weeks ago, and the Lord is back on track with this. And the spiritual health warning is simply this: do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. And I said then, and nothing has changed in the month, is that there's, in modern Christianity, there's a fierce amount of gathering of information. And the person that gathers the most in the most complex language possible, the most detailed, is the winner. Because it's gone deep, very difficult to understand. Whereas what James is talking about here is, look, the Lord says something. We read it in his word, and if there's a command, there's an instruction, whatever it is that demands a response from us, collectively and individually, do what it says. It's almost like Ron Seal, if you pardon the expression. So, why is that not coming up? Oh, I see my problem, I just want to take there. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And we did that a few weeks ago. The question the Lord is now asking us is, right? Two questions he's now asking us. What has he said to you and to me? And what have I done about it or done with it? Now, you're rarely going to a church service where something will be put to you that directly, unless Jesus was in attendance and he was commanding the meeting. But speak, Lord, a servant is listening, and he says, I have spoken. What is it I have said? And what is it you have done? It's very straightforward, really, isn't it? It's the question is how we answer that. So, there's many things he spoke about, but the things that he's after, as far as I can understand, is simply this. First of all, this emotionally stuck thing. This has come up over and over and over and over. And it's come up in a whole types of different types of meetings we've had. Everything from loneliness to being in a situation of where you are just going around in a circle and you're never getting any further. You are stuck emotionally. The song we used back at the time, the last time, was simply Empty Bottle, Broken Heart, and you're still on my mind. It's the idea of something happening that has affected our emotions and we have never come from it. Stuck. So he did speak to us a bit about that. So the question he's asking is, this is what I have said, what have you done? In addition to that, that was one of the sermons, but the other thing that he did, he followed on from that, was this one, was moving out of your comfort zone, or my comfort zone. And that challenge has come to us in a variety of different ways. And again, the same question applies. What is it he has said? Where is it you need to move out of? And what have you done with it? You can see it can be a bit tricky at times to be saying to the Lord, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Because there's a danger of him actually speaking and then requiring some kind of a response. Anyway, you know, when he throws out those questions, I always believe in giving some kind of an answer back. I'm really stuck for words, you know. Sometimes it'd be better off not saying anything, but, you know, the nature of how I'm wired will make some attempt at answering it, even if the answer is not great, right? So, what have I said and what have you done? All right, so Maybe you can identify with some of this. Well, I have made some progress moving out of my comfort zone. Maybe that's what you can say back to him. Maybe there are baby steps now, right, you know. But maybe you have made some progress. I don't know whether you haven't. I can only answer for myself. Made some progress. Maybe that's an answer. Maybe this is another answer. I've made some progress in becoming emotionally unstuck. I see where I am, I saw where I got there, and I have begun the process of unraveling it. I'd say they're good enough answers, you know. The next answer wouldn't be the greatest answer, but I've made no progress in either of the above. Either move yours or become emotionally stuck. Now, that's the response, right? But you wouldn't want the next comment to be bouncing back at you, you know, just in case. If he said this, I don't think he would, but he could. I'm here in Jesus, but I'm not doing. Do you know there's an awful lot of that? An awful lot of speak, I am hearing, but I am not doing anything with it. Or not much with it. But in where we're at, acquiring knowledge is the key thing. Not doing much with it doesn't actually make any difference. Once you have the knowledge, and then you can batter that around with lads and debate it, discuss it, or browbeat them if the case need be, whatever the case may be, with the knowledge. But we're actually not doing anything with it other than gathering it and gaining in knowledge. So it's very easy to be guilty of hearing but not doing. All right, so the comfort zone, and this is where the problem lies, and every one of us have it. Actually, we have several of them. It's just a question of which one you decide to have a go at, first of all. Everyone have comfort zones. Everyone. And see, it's the place, and we said it before, and this is how people describe it. These are not my words, these are the words I've heard down through the years. I put them up these on the screen, but these are the words I've heard from people down through the years. Comfort zone. A place where I feel safe. That is so important to so many people. More than anything else, I want a place where I feel safe. Comfort zone is also a place where I feel I'm in control. And that comes number two, usually, for most people. I want to feel safe, I want to feel in control. For some people, it's the reverse. If I'm in control, I feel safe. And if the Lord is challenging us to move out of comfort zone, these are things that stare us right in the face. So it's a place where I want to feel safe, where I feel in control. And the last thing about a comfort zone for us is I feel at ease there. They are huge priorities to most followers of Jesus that I have met down through the years. I want to feel safe, I want to feel I'm in control, and I want to feel at ease. And I want Jesus to do all of that for me. Indeed, it could be said at times, I expect him to do all of that for me. And then he comes on and says, it's time to move out of the comfort zone. No, most people do not want to give up any of those three things. I think that's the safest assessment. And if they do give them up, they will do so very reluctantly. But most people won't give them up, actually, because that matters the most to them. But the problem with it is, and there is a problem with it, is that, is it a place of faith, your comfort zone? You're gathering knowledge, but we're not interested in knowledge. Is it a place of faith? Is it a place where you're actually grown and trusting God? And is it a place of freedom? You say comfort zone, you can feel safe, you can feel in control, and you can feel at your ease, and it will give you all of those things. But faith is never faith usually doesn't grow in comfort zone. Knowledge grows there, but not faith. So if you actually want growth, it will require trust. And trust requires not feeling safe, giving up a level of control. But ultimately, if the Lord is encourages us to move out of the comfort zone, it is so that we can actually gain freedom. And most people say, I don't want to be free, I just want to be safe, in control, and at ease. And many, many people will stop there and go no further. No, don't get me wrong, they'll continue to attend church fellowship meetings, they'll continue to read and discuss all that. They'll grow in knowledge, but they'll not go any further, growth in faith or in trust or in freedom. They'll stay exactly where they are. So a comfort zone, you can see in many ways, it can become a trap. And it can be a barrier to all the things we want. You hear people saying, I want to grow in faith. I want to be able to trust God more. You've heard people saying that. And I want to be freer in Jesus, so I'm going to buy a book. Or I'll attend a course. No. You need to move out of the places of where you feel safe and where the Lord has challenged you to trust Him. What stops people from moving out? The biggest thing in comfort zone and the biggest challenge is fear. People are genuinely afraid. That's why feeling safe feels so important to them. I don't want to feel fear. But supposing Jesus wants you to feel fear. And feeling fear is part of the growth. What do you do then? You can't feel safe and face fear at the same time. Something has to give. And usually what happens is the feeling safe wins out in the day. So fear is not actually conquered. I'm talking here about stepping out as the Lord directs. So fear is the number one thing that hinders most people. Too scary, I'm too afraid, I'm not doing. Second thing that gets most people is, if I move out, I'm no longer in what? In control. And feeling in control and being in control and Jesus helping you to stay in control is really important to most people. But faith and growth and trust in God often means going outside all of that, of where you're utterly dependent on the Lord. You're actually out on a limb. And it is scary. You're not in control. That's the thing. And you know you're not in control. And all that has an effect on our thinkings, on our emotions, and we just simply say is, too much? I am not going there. I'll buy another book. Another reason why moving out of comfort zone is so difficult and we are so hesitant at times is because of this. Uneasiness. I feel uneasy. And you will. And it's part of the plan of Jesus. But I feel insane anything like that. I said, Lord, I want to be saying these things. I'm going against the tide of fear. Come to Jesus and He will make you feel safe. Come to Jesus and you will be at your ease. And here I am and saying, actually, what He's saying here is the absolute reverse. You'll still be safe. He'll still be in control. And it's only as He leads and He guides. But if you want to say, I want to grow in faith, then the Lord is going to challenge us to move out of where we feel a sense of fear. If we want to grow in trust, to say, let go of control and let me do it. I'll trust me. But Lord, I feel so uptight. I feel so uneasy. And He'll say, just trust me. I don't know which of those things causes you, and there may be other things, it's by no means an exhaustive list, obviously, but that stops from moving out of the comfort zone. But I know the top three are what I've got all the time. I want to feel safe. I feel in control. I want to feel at ease. Yes, I want to grow. I want to trust. I want to have more freedom. But I don't want it if it means I have to face fear. And I will not give up control. And I cannot live in that uneasiness. I'll do my head in. Does that make sense? One of the reasons why the children of Israel never got into the promised land, that generation. One of the reasons. I find this hard. I always find it hard when the Lord challenges me in comfort zones. I always find it hard. One of the great problems we have with comfort zone, we're gaining knowledge all of the time. And lads will sit around coffee shops or pubs or dinner parties and discuss this and think we're absolutely wonderful. What, brother, are you reading at the moment that you're finding encouraging? And we think it's in-depth, it is meaningful and helpful conversation. All the time, Jesus is saying, get out of your comfort zone and trust me. But we're gaining knowledge, and you know what we're doing with it? We're going around in a circle. Have you ever noticed, after a period of time, you're pretty much back to where you started? Or you know more. And some of it has been a help. But you are no further down the road in the actual journey. More knowledgeable, but no further. That describes many, many people. And it can be any of us at any stage of where we down tools and say, Lord, I am not going out of this comfort zone. But if I don't go out of it, that's as far as I'm going to go in faith, in trust, and in freedom. I can read as many books as I want. I can attend as many conferences as I want. But I'm going to remain within that circle, and I'm just going to go keep going around. And it's only a matter of time that I end up back where I've started. Because freedom and trust and faith will mean moving outside that comfort zone circle. The passage that we looked at a few weeks ago was from James, and it says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. And then he describes anyone who listens to the word but doesn't do what it says is like somebody who's looking at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. God forbid that we ever do that, but often things go in and they go out as quick as they have gone in. Anyway, there's a promise. Verse 25 gives us a promise. And a bit of motivation if it's any use to us. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what he heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. There is a blessing to be had in following the Lord when he is inviting us to move out of a place that is comfortable for us but is now stumping our growth. Closing illustration, I was up yesterday morning at the swimming pool. This describes us pretty good. My Sharon and I was just coming out, finished everything, and there was a dad with this beautiful little girl. Maybe she was, I don't know, 3. All business. But she didn't want to go into the pool. So she was up and clinging onto her father's arms, like as if she was super glued to it, right? And he was trying to help her to put on, you know, these armbands, butterflies, the whole lot. I mean, gosh almighty, they nearly dazzled me. This thing was the business, absolute the business. And here's a father, what's he trying to do? He's trying to get his little daughter out of her comfort zone so that she can gain the freedom and the enjoyment that's available to her doing swimming and all other water sports that can be hers. And all of that can be there for her, but it can only be there for her if she is willing to move out of her comfort zone. So there's the foreigner getting into the pool. And you'll be all right, all this reassurance. And I left it at that because I have seen this several times. And my sons were lifeguards and water, they swimming instructors. They had nightmares teaching little fins, little 3 or 4 year old girls. You'll be okay if you put your head under the water, you'll be fine. But the point we're making is, we are like that before God. We want to do it on one side. I know the Father has encouraged us to do it because it's important for our development. But we're clinging on and saying, because guess what? She didn't feel safe, she didn't feel in control, and she wasn't at ease. But to experience everything that she can get from it, she had to be willing to trust her Father in leading her out of the comfort zone, knowing that he was going to keep her actually safe. All this was for her benefit at the end of the day. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. If you're emotionally stuck, and who isn't at different times, and you want to tackle that, you go back and say, where am I? What caused it? What can I do? If the Lord has changed you with a new thing and just moving out of comfort zone in other areas, then the key thing is to not let fear, loss of control, or uneasiness stop you. Or you'll be like that little girl, stuck in your father's arms and terrified to go into the pool. The choice is ours. I don't think we'll be forced to do it. Although there'll be some comfort zones that'll be pulled from us, because life does that. But for the most part, the choice will be ours. Lord, a word of prayer. What can we say, Lord? Everyone wants to feel at ease, comfortable, and in control. And Lord, we want to grow, trust, gain freedom without losing the other stuff. Lord, it cannot be done. Help us, Lord, to trust you as that little girl had to trust her father yesterday in the pool. Lord, in the trusting, you will look after us, because you will be in control and not us. Grant, Lord, that this word, whoever it is for, Lord, they would hear it, Lord, again as an invitation to move on and move out. May this be the day, Lord, that they make a decision in their heart to do so, and in their will follow from there. This we ask, Lord, in your name. Amen.